Okay, let me see the damage.
Hang on.
Well, I think you broke the dowels. You're not going to have time to glue it back on. You'll have to nail it.
With what?
Does she have any pillows or wine glasses?
She does.
Great.
Neither of those. Try a hammer!
Did that feel good? You feel like a big man now?
I was going to make you Red Zinger, but since Mars is the red planet, I went with Peppermint.
Why do you even want to do this?
Actually, as part of the application, I was required to make a short video answering that very question. You want to see it?
Can you just tell me?
But I made a video.
I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper, and I'd like to tell you why I should be chosen to... go to Mars! I'm exceedingly smart. I graduated college at 14. While my brother was getting an STD, I was getting a PhD. Penicillin can't take this away.
Being in close quarters, cleanliness is important. My hygiene is impeccable. In fact, animals don't trust me because I smell like nothing. Yet, literally nothing.
During the 7-month space flight, I can keep up morale with my wacky sense of humor. Hey, Leonard. Is there any peanut brittle left in that can?
You mean this weirdly suspicious one?
Yes. Open it and check.
I don't get it. There's actually peanut brittle in it. Please go to Mars.
But on a more serious note, the most important reason I want to go to Mars is that I believe, as a scientist, it's my duty to push the boundaries of human knowledge forward. Now, I know that life on Mars will be difficult, but life here on Earth is no picnic. Also, picnics are no picnic. Where should we go for lunch? Oh, I know, the ground. In conclusion, thank you for considering me for this journey of a lifetime. To Mars!
Afterwards, Leonard blew his nose and pie came out.
Right there. Oh, God, that's it.
How did you get paint in your eye?
Because you wouldn't let me wear safety goggles.
This looks terrible. She's gonna know.
It's fine. You just need 2 more nails.
Okay, where should I put them?
In Emily's eyes.
You're not helping.
Well, maybe this is what you get for snooping.
You know, it's bad enough that I have to deal with this.
I'm back.
Oh, no. Hey.
Hi.
How's the hospital?
Fine. What were you doing in there?
Well, okay, look, I don't want to lie to you. I got curious, I was looking around, and I broke the drawer on your nightstand.
You were looking in my nightstand?
Yeah.
So, the first time I leave you alone, you snoop on me?
You've never snooped around my apartment?
No.
Come on, think back. It would really help if you had.
She sounds really mad.
We should hang up.
Yeah, we should.
But we're not going to, are we?
Not a chance.
What happened to snooping is wrong.
You're already going to jail for tax fraud. Who cares?
Well, we did it.
We sure did.
I mean, I was on fire. I was in the zone like an athlete.
Sweetie, I beat you at this, too.
So where do we want to hang it?
Well, are you kidding? We're not hanging it.
But it's an expression of our love.
And our butts, not hanging it.
See, was a shame to throw it away.
Yeah. Will you give it to Sheldon and tell him William Shatner painted it?
God, I love you. I love you so much.
I think I'm gonna go home.
Why? I really don't understand what's happening here.
You know, Sheldon, at any other time, learning that you had plans to go live on Mars would be a slow news day. But a couple of hours ago, we were getting a turtle. And silly as it sounds, I thought that meant something.
Amy! Why didn't I give her sleepy time tea? Amy, wait. Getting a turtle meant a great deal to me, too.
Sure, unless something better comes along.
Do you want me to withdraw my application?
What I want is for us to be planning our future together.
And in that future, are we on the same planet? Dude, because I've seen people make the long distance thing.
We're on the same planet!
Does that planet have to be Earth?
Are you asking me to go to Mars with you?
I am. Yeah, if I'm going to a barren, lifeless environment where the chances of survival are slim to none, I want you there with me. Why don't we go back to the apartment and fill out your application?
Okay. I suppose being the first people on a new planet would be incredibly exciting.
Oh, I know. We could be the first to plant a flag on Mars. We could be the first to watch Mars attacks on Mars. Hell, we could be the first to say, good Lord, what on Mars are you talking about?
No. We could also be the first people to procreate on Mars.
You just can't keep it in your space pants, can you?
Think about it. If we had a family there, our kids would be Martians.
They would, wouldn't they? We could give them cool Martian names, and we could teach them about Martian history, like who planted those flags, and where'd that copy of Mars Attacks come from?
I guess we'll have to make a new video together as a couple.
Good idea. Yeah. And since you've had such a rough day, I'm gonna let you throw the pie in Leonard's face.
Thank you for forgiving me.
It's okay. At some point, we were bound to have our first fight.
Well, it almost happened when you called my apple pie crust doughy. The truth is, you were right, and I was just angry at myself.
Can I ask you one thing?
Of course. What?
Did you look in my closet?
No, just the drawer.
You promise you didn't look in the closet?
I promise. Why, what's in there?
Don't worry about it.